Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad that you're joining us here tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the trilogy that is Twilight and how the werewolf and the vampire just can't get along or something. And there's a girl. Something happens and there's the girl likes one of them or both of them, or both of them like the girl. Anyway, it's caused a big rift in the werewolf and vampire community. And I think we need to start opening our dialogue together, because they're both night creatures. Let's be honest. They're both night creatures. And so during the day, really, when the new rules vampires, suddenly there's new rules for being vampires during this series, is that you can walk along the day in the sun and all that good stuff. But the girl gets to see them both during the day as you know, regular looking people. Of course, the vampire, with his new rules, obviously is still a vampire and he still has all his traits during the day, I believe. I don't think the vampire's powers go away. So that's kind of an advantage. Whereas the werewolf, if he's out during the day, he's basically just a dude who has to wait till the moon comes around. Anyway, this is absolutely the most amazing thing we could possibly talk about.
But they don't fall down. Pass it on.
This space is for rent. How much are you willing to pay?
Cool, Mr. Oliver Goat Cheese.
Crazy, mad, insane world. one to no one. Jack rules. Here is your host, Jack Hatfield.
And it's the day before the day. That's right. Every 4 years, we get an extra day. Now, is it a national holiday? No. Should it be? Yes. Why? Because it's here only 4 years, once every 4 years. Do you know why it's here every 4 years? A lot of people say, well, it's to make the calendar right, dude, because it's wrong. Well, sort of. The Earth orbits the sun. How long does it take? Everyone say it together. 365 days, right? Wrong. Here's the problem. It takes the Earth 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds to orbit the Earth. Someone didn't take into effect those 5 hours, 48 minutes, 46 seconds. Now, real quick, I'm going to pull up my calculator here, and I'm going to take those minutes. That'll be 348 minutes, and divide that up. Divide that up. That's 348 minutes. So we'd have to add an extra 9 minutes per day to make that work. So do you add 9 minutes per day, or do you just add a day every 4 years? Basically, we add a day every 4 years. So, the regular calendar has the 365 days a year, and if you didn't add that day every 4 years, and it's nearly every 4 years, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, nearly every 4 years. There was not one in the year 2000, and there will not be in the year 2400 or 2100. 2200, 2300, 2400, and 2500 will not be leap years. Because there's a weird rule. There's actually a three-step rule. The year must be evenly divisible by 4. And if it cannot be evenly divided by 100, it is not a leap year unless it can be evenly divisible by 400. So it's got to capture all those rules to be a leap year. This one does. See, if we fail to do this, ladies and gentlemen, after 100 years, after from 1900 to 2000, 24 days would be off our calendar. That's almost a month. Now, let's say we pick the month of your birth and we just delete it. I think that'll work. I don't know when you were born, but I still think that's funny. So there's your leap year trivia, and that's why we're here on the day before the day. The day before the extra day. It's also our first broadcast in the new year. It is taking us a while to get our stuff straight. But wow, we are on a big mission. We're moving stuff around the house even as we speak. You can hear the clamoring of all of the rambunctiousness happening because we are getting ready. And that's good. It's good for you. It's good for you because this year you are going to get through it, and you're going to get through it with me. You're going to be able to emerge triumphant. See, someone just dropped a very rare vase that we got from King Tutankhamun's tomb, and it was built well because it didn't break. So that tells you, you know, what's happening to manufacturing these days. That's exactly what that's telling you. Anyway, this year is going to be about if you have been blessed with any tragedy, which life is as it rolls, sometimes gets a little tough, right? Sometimes gets a little tough. So, this year, right here on this show, you are going to emerge triumphant. That is the new focus of what we do. Emerge triumphant. There goes another vase. We got like 10 of them. We got like 10 of them when we went to visit King Tut's place. And I probably shouldn't say that if anybody from over there is listening. So if you are, what was just said was a nothing. Okay? All right. Here's something kind of funny. If all of you out there are, let's say, working too hard, trying to get through it, doing all you can to keep your job because you're scared to death you're going to lose it. And that's another reason why this year we're going to take it to another level. We're doing speeches and seminars across the country to help small businesses. In fact, our sponsor today is a small business that's going to be able to take small business, well, excuse me, it's a business that takes small businesses to another level via Lasomo. And we'll hear a little more about them in a minute. But along with that company that I know of taking other companies to a different level, we are taking human beings to a different level, and we are helping you emerge triumphant. College students, emerge triumphant. What tragedies can befall you in college? A lot. And they might not be tragedies to start with, but what can turn into tragedies, such as drugs or alcohol use that goes unchecked. Teenage pregnancy. All of those things we look at and we want to emerge triumphant from them. In business, the economy itself is a setback. We want to emerge triumphant. And it's now time to start doing that, and that's what we're going to do. That's why we are going to be doing this. But this is interesting. I know you don't go to sleep during this show, but millions of people across the planet use sleeping pills because they think they need to get some sleep or they have a hard time sleeping. Guess what, though? They just did a study. You now increase the risk of an early death fivefold. That's right, five times more likely to die earlier than someone that doesn't take a sleeping pill. Now, how did they come up with this? Okay. In fact, the study says the higher the dose, the greater the risk, and those on higher doses have an increased risk of cancer. And they say even patients taking fewer than 18 pills a year are more likely to die prematurely. So only 18 pills a year. That's only like one and a half a month. The study also found sleeping pills were 4.6 times more likely. People prescribed sleeping pills were 4.6 times more likely to die during a 2.5 year period compared with those not on the drugs. The lowest doses had 3.6 times higher risk of dying. So what we need to figure out is why people aren't getting enough sleep, right? Because a lot of people are worried about their profit and loss. Well, maybe you need to worry about how much money you make and what kind of lifestyle you want to live. And start working towards that. Because sleeping pills killing you quicker is pretty rough. Now, I don't know how. In fact, they do not say. Because remember, we always love to break down these studies. Because a lot of times these studies have a hidden meaning. But they did take into account pre-existing conditions. They took into account the different types of narcotics. Now it says they're not that you can't pinpoint that it's the pills that cause a premature death, but because they took into effect all the things that they were talking about, the pre-existing conditions, the different types of drugs, it certainly does not bode well for takers of sleeping pills. In fact, they concluded that non-drug treatments such as cognitive behavioral therapy may be more successful than even short-term use of hypnotic drugs. I think that's pretty amazing. Now, can I ask this question, because this is the obvious elephant in the corner. If you're not sleeping well, if your life has come to the point where you just don't sleep well, then there's some form of stress. Trust me, I know. I went for 2 years not sleeping longer than 59 minutes at any one given time. And that tore me up to no end. I've taken one sleeping pill in my entire life. One. So I'll go ahead and admit it. I just shortened my life by 2.6 minutes, I believe is what it adds up to. But I guarantee you it was the 2 years of no sleep that put a bigger damper. So the people that can't sleep due to some stress in their life are probably that stress is the reason for the early death, not really the sleeping pill. Now, amazingly enough, it's a funny story. It's not really funny, but it is a story. First time ever taking a sleeping pill. I used to say, no way, no how. They don't put you to sleep. They simply knock you unconscious. Your body does not go into the restful sleep that it needs to be. So, took a sleeping pill for the first time. Amazingly enough, my father and mother took the same pill on the same night. My father also taking that same pill for the first time. My mother has her heart attack that same night. Luckily, there was a guest at their house and was able to call the ambulance. They could not wake up my father as he was under sleeping pill comatosis. Nor could a phone wake up me. It took a knocking on the door. So that was my first and last foray into sleeping pills. Now, I do have to say this. The sleeping pill probably helped my mom not panic with her heart attack and possibly saved her life. Not possibly, really. Actually, probably did. So, am I saying everyone needs to take a sleeping pill when you think you're going to die of a heart attack? No. I'm saying this, let's try to figure out how to emerge triumphant in our life. So that we sleep peacefully every night. So that we have a reason to sleep peacefully every night. Because we know we did our best during the day. And we know we're on the path to success every day. And we know we're working down that road that's going to lead us to exactly where we want to be. That dream life that we've been working towards. That's what we're talking about. And it's not all about how much money you're going to make, but money sure will take away a lot of stress. Today's world, money puts a lot of stress on. And that's why today's sponsor is amazing. Now, there's two other sponsors on the show today, too. They're all amazing. We're going to interview one of the owners of one of these sponsors coming up real soon. In fact, we're going to start interviewing people that are working towards creating a better business for themselves, better life for their customers, and better success for their family. Because we're going to show you it can be done. We're going to show you people that are striving hard to get it done. And they're striving hard to get it done for that reason. They're going to start looking at their lifestyle and figuring out it's just not working. How many times in your childhood did you hear work hard and you'll be rich and famous? And then how many times in your life can you look back at men and women who worked 80, 90 hours a week and did it all of their life? I saw a quote the other day. I don't remember exactly how it goes. So, my apologies to, I don't even remember who, what tagline was underneath it, but it was very similar to this. If hard work was the secret to success, I forgot what it was, then almost every woman in, I believe it was Mozambique, would be wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. Because over there, the women do almost everything. They do the farming, the cleaning, the cooking, everything. But the point was, if hard work was the secret to success, period, then all the people you see struggling every day, like mechanics and coal miners and teachers, firemen, policemen, would end up rich at the end of their life. But they don't. Now, yes, a lot of them are rich in other things besides wealth. And that is a factor we have to grasp. Sometimes it's not all about that dollar. I am the wealthiest man in the world. If you look at it in terms of non-dollars. But I can also tell you that when I look at it in terms of dollars, I like that figure too. Because what dollars do, it allows all those other non-dollar wealthy items to be enjoyed more. Because you don't have that stress. You don't have to worry. You don't have to take that sleeping pill to get to sleep. Which means you don't have to die early. So, That's big, crucial stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Big, crucial stuff. Fantastic! What a great, I am so glad that we are back and we are together again. I know you miss me. Amazingly enough, the listeners grew in the month of January when there was that no live show. And I've got to tell you that speaks volumes of what we're doing. It speaks volumes of our message. It speaks volumes of why we're the fastest growing radio show in the world, the galaxy, the universe. And it speaks volumes as to why we like busting on regular media. Headline, the A-list love it. But is anti-aging drink kombucha actually doing more harm than good? Oh my. Kombucha, I can hear you now. Some of you know about it. I've talked about it. I drink it. Kombucha. But the article's not all really about kombucha, it's about celebrities, because it says celebrities will try anything to stay young, keep healthy, even if it means drinking a fermented tea that tastes like sweet and sour vinegar. I don't know about you, but I love balsamic vinegar. It says kombucha. What? Who don't love balsamic vinegar? Exactly. Kombucha, a fermented beverage. We have lots of balsamic vinegar lovers around in the studio. Kombucha, a fermented beverage of inhale is the elixir of the youth. Favorite among stars, Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow, Reese Witherspoon, Halle Berry. So that was the reason for this article, ladies and gentlemen. They get to mention people. Famous people. But wait. Some. Doesn't say who. Some. Nutrition experts and some scientists warn the full extent of the effects of the fizzy tea are still unknown. Oh my. Fans should be aware of the potential health risks before indulging too overzealously in the drink. So, it goes on. Let's bring... some more to this, okay? Cell-based studies and those conducted on animals have shown that kombucha helps protect the liver, combats yeast infection, and fights the free radicals that are associated with the aging process. Well, how's that? With results like these, the article goes on, it's no small wonder kombucha companies are doing so well. Celebrities, cancer patients, expectant mothers, and people with digestion issues are just a handful of the groups of people to whom the lightly effervescent concoction appeals. people with digestion issues. That's the exact reason I took mine. But the studies are inconclusive, warn experts. The alleged benefits should not overshadow the potential health risks. Wait, you're telling me the alleged benefits should not overshadow the potential health risks when it comes to human consumption, yet when there's a new pill on the market and that commercial comes on and goes, this pill may help grow your eyelashes another quarter of an inch, but it may cause stool flying out of your rectum. It may cause your underarm hair to grow excessively. It may cause you to sweat 7 gallons of blood a day. But it will help your eyelashes grow 1/8 of a millimeter of an inch. And you're going to tell me that the experts are warning that the benefits of kombucha should not overshadow the potential health risks? I guarantee you there's a scientist right now or a doctor right now, when a patient comes in that's been on a sleep pill that just heard that information about the sleep pill, patient's going to walk in and go, Doc, I just heard these are killing me. Doc's going to go, look, you get sleep at night, I wouldn't worry about that other stuff. Wait, but kombucha, the alleged benefit should not overshadow the potential made-up health risk that I am just now telling you about. Do you understand that it's saying, this scientist is actually saying, these studies that have proved the benefits of this wonderful beverage, this natural concoction, should not overshadow the possible health risk that I am trying to come up with as I'm sitting here speaking to you. Now, here's one dietitian author that I think you should no longer worry about. She has now become irrelevant. She's the author of The Plant-Powered Diet. Sharon Palmer. She says it's important to note the safety concerns of kombucha. There have been side effects reported, like stomach upsets, infections, and even death. Hate to tell you, Sharon Palmer, the plant-powered diet, I've heard of side effects of that as well, like flatulence, loss of muscle, increased estrogen, lowered testosterone, and overall grim-looking appearance. So let's not forget those. The incident to which she's referring to, by the way, the death, was the 1995 death of a middle-aged woman who suffered a heart attack after drinking her own kombucha she made in her house for 2 months. Did she make it right? Did she know when it was rotted perfectly? Because that's really what fermentation is, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to bust your bubble. Sauerkraut lovers, it's rotted cabbage. But that's gorgeous because that stuff that's breaking down the cabbage, the stuff that's breaking down the tea, the stuff that breaks down these items are what is good for your flora. Enzymes. You know, animals do this to themselves. Like if there's an overkill, like you have enough food that you don't have to eat it all at once, animals will actually bury it, let it partially be digested by enzymes, and then return to eat those enzymes, knowing that it helps their gut. Not by science. Not by some dietitian going, look at that, you should eat that. No, but by just having it ingrained in them that is what they need to do. Now again, yes, a person died. The dietitian didn't say that the even death was because a woman did it drank her own concoction and died. We know nothing about that concoction. We know nothing about her methods. We know nothing about her house. We know nothing about her cleanliness. We know nothing about her health. We know nothing if she had a heart condition in the first place. Now, the people getting all upset about this even got Whole Foods to pull kombucha off its shelves because guess what? It found out that it could possibly contain trace amounts of alcohol. That's right. Trace amounts. Fermentation. Wait a minute. Sauerkraut. Rotten. Fermentation. Enzymes breaking stuff down. Fermentation of barley is beer. Fermentation of grapes is wine, red wine, real wine, excuse me. Fermentation of potatoes is vodka. Fermentation of wheat or rye or corn or barley is whiskey with an E or without. It's kind of making me think this fermentation process is not horrible at all. I'm currently drinking a wine. Mont Le Blanc. I don't know what it's called. I can't read it. It's from Italy, so it probably says nothing like Mont Le Blanc. Because that sounds Frenchy. Okay. So, Whole Foods got all upset because it could contain trace amounts of alcohol. But guess what? It put it back on the shelves months later. Because it found out that was kind of stupid to worry about. It's not like someone's going to come in there and drink 9,000 gallons of kombucha to get that little piece of possible high off the minute 0.0002% alcohol that could be in there. Now, kombucha is a mixture of a lot of acid, acetic acid, malic acid, butyric acid, oxalic acid, lactic acid, and a little bit of alcohol, just for the fun. And it has been consumed, kombucha has been consumed as a remedial drink for centuries in Asia and Eastern Europe. So why suddenly would we be told that it's horrendous? Get this, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Palmer, the plant power lady, dietitian, remains skeptical about this whole situation, even as we speak. In many cases, but not all, foods that have long, rich, cultural, and medicinal traditions often turn out to have proven scientific benefits. Wait, what did you say? She remains skeptical, but she just said, in many cases, foods that have long, rich, cultural, and medicinal traditions often turn out to have proven scientific benefits. Excuse me, you just said what I've been saying. Oh, here's the facts. Remember how I mentioned the celebrities? Madonna, Gwyneth, Reese, Halle. Miss Palmer, I believe, has the problem of celebrities where she says, although celebrities bring attention to many issues of diet and nutrition, that doesn't always mean they are always correct or give the best advice. Is that her problem? She's not getting enough attention. I don't know. I just don't know. So. So. Remember when this show used to be called Fix the Family, Fix America? We had to stop that because you can't. And we talked about Mothers of the Week and Fathers of the Week. Here's a story I just couldn't handle. Stepmother. This is why there was a horror movie made about a stepmother. This lady right here. Woman has been convicted of murdering and sexually assaulting her 2-year-old stepdaughter because she threw a temper tantrum and soiled her pants. Now, I've read a lot of cases where parents have beat their children, burned their children, put them in an oven, hung them, stabbed them, burn them, hit them with various objects, all because they soiled their pants. But this one went one step further, ladies and gentlemen. Her 2-year-old stepdaughter was not only murdered, she was sexually assaulted. "20 injuries to the child's head, consistent with slamming it to the floor over and over again. The injuries to her genitalia were comparable to what a woman would experience giving birth." Now, amazingly enough, and something I don't want to know, is which one came first. Now, this mom, Renee King, she's 28 years old, lives in Michigan. Has now been convicted and sent to jail. Now, stepmom said all she did was drop the kid while she was in the shower. That's it. But just so you know, this mom has 3 other children of her own from other relationships. No, she has not been sentenced yet. She's been She's been convicted, not sentenced. Are we having a problem these days with all these broken families where if a step... But see, this stepmom has children of her own. I was going to say, if the stepmom comes in and doesn't have that bond or can't doesn't feel that bond, is that really helping? But, I mean, if you have children of your own, you should feel that bond. Or do you only feel that bond with children of your own? I would say no. In fact, I know lots of people that have adopted children or have married into a family, and they love them like their own. It's just something you do. How is the world taking stuff like this? Now, you remember, ladies and gentlemen, this audience hears this stuff, but you don't get it anywhere else. You just don't. And I feel obligated to at least keep telling you about it. So that it stays in our forefront, so we keep that on the top of our mind. Very, very important. I don't want us to forget these facts, even though we're not Fix the Family, Fix America anymore. I don't want to lose the fact that this stuff happens and we've got to fix it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost done with winter. Is it not? It's feeling kind of warm. It was 70 where I was today. 70 degrees. It's February 28th, the day before the day. I'll tell you what, I got the honor and privilege to watch a master landscape consultant last week talk about what you do to fertilize your grass or to fertilize your vegetables or fertilize your flowers. If you wanted to have your own little flower bed in the backyard. If you wanted to have your lawn be pretty. If you wanted to grow a little vegetable garden. Because fertilizing the grass does more than just make it green. It will make it grow too. But lots of things happen when you fertilize. I mean, going back to right when the seed was planted, it makes the seed germinate faster. It gets to start out of the ground. It makes the grass get thicker. Makes the roots grow better. Now, you don't want to use too much fertilizer. I can't just sit here and say throw fertilizer on there all day long, because that actually can cause excess growth, lead to fungus growth, and weaken the grass. And the best way to find this out is to get your tail on the Jungle Taming newsletter over at jungletaming.com. Spring is coming up. The best thing you can do is get this monthly newsletter. It's got three experts in it. Four experts in it. Four landscape masters. One of them, using nothing but natural fertilizer, growing grew. He has a picture of him with a collared head that's approximately about 4 feet wide as a circle. He said if you'd cut it down, that just one collared head would make a 2 to 4 pound bag of collards. Amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. And you'll get his, this is Ron Cower, you'll get his tips in that Jungle Taming newsletter. Now, of course, if you need your jungle tamed, and let me tell you who you are. You're getting a little old, older and wiser in your days. And you've been so busy working on the house, helping the kids because they don't have a job because this is the worst economy for young people in the world ever. And you haven't had time to tend to that yard you love so much. And some weeds have overgrown. The vines have overgrown. And you're ready to get it back to where you can start taking care of it. Or you've had an injury. And now you don't move around so much some more. But while you were rehabilitating from that injury, the vines have grew. The weeds have grew. Or you're the son or daughter of an older, wiser person who just couldn't catch up and keep up. And the vines have grew and the weeds have grown. If you're one of those three, this is the best company you will find. Not only will they look at your yard and see the vision for what it should be, minus the vines and the grass and the weeds. And they will remove all that. They tame the jungle. That's why they're named Jungle Taming. Again, these are master landscapers. And they remove all that. And then here's one more awesome tip. In that newsletter that you need to go sign up for today, there's another gentleman in there that talks about handicapable gardening, or if you have physical disability gardening, he helps you figure out the tools you need to make that happen again. So they'll tame your jungle and then get you back on your feet and get you back outside doing the things you used to love. That is what this company is about. They not only tame the jungle, but they're helping people garden and go back outside and breathe the natural air. One guy in the garden, he grew okra over 8 feet tall. I believe it was 7 feet tall. Grew okra bushes over 7 feet tall. He no longer talked about how he felt, how he couldn't breathe, how he was sick all the time. He now talks about, look at my 7 foot okra bushes. Anyone with a lawnmower can come and cut your grass. Now, these people don't do that. But if you're one of those three clients right there, you've gotten wiser and you just hadn't had time and it's just overgrown now and you'd like to get back to it. Or you've been going through a rehabilitation and it's overgrown and you'd like to get back to it. Or you're a son or daughter that your mom and dad just needs a little bit of help to get it back to normal so they can get back to it. You call these guys right now. Go to jungletaming.com. Sign up for their newsletter for the spring. Get your parents' yards back. Get them back outside. And let's get some life back into this earth. Jungletaming.com. Now, not only do you have to hear my ranting and raving all day long, you get the massive rewards of listening to Adele Amani. She's crossed the pond. Crossed the pond. But yet she sends us a magnificent minute for us to play on our show. And it's time for that now, thank goodness. So now you've heard me rant, rave, have fun. But here's Adele's Magic Minute going to help you out. There's so much to learn in just these few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to pay attention and relax. Adele, please help the audience get over me for a minute.
Welcome to Adele's Magic Minutes. Each week I will be bringing you messages with help and advice around becoming a conscious creator. And I also will be here to answer your questions on any area in your life that you find that you have resistance at the moment. So please post your questions through to the Jack Hatfield Show, and I will answer them in the following week. Stop thinking with your head. Start thinking with your true energy. Open your heart. Give abundance. Be willing to accept abundance back, whether it be opportunities, offers of help or inspiration. Appreciate that energy has attracted it to you by the power of your creation, your desire, your love. When you align with energy, you will never worry about the how again. Your purpose is to find appreciation in whatever is your current experience. Be grateful for your desires as if they are already here. Then the important step is to recognize the coincidence put before you, having the strength, courage, and belief in yourself to step forward and take action. Now, this I get asked this a lot with people I work with, and they will say, well, how do I know what energy is showing me? How do I know when I'm going to manifest my desires? Energy is showing you constantly. Energy, as soon as you have a belief, a new desire that is your belief, it is taken into energy immediately. Energy starts to transmute that very second to bring to you the manifestation of your desire. But energy does this in experiences and opportunities, because it has to work in the physical world. It has to work through these physical mediums. So there will be a series of experiences or opportunities brought to you which will eventually lead to the actual desire that you put out. Now, it's very important that you learn to recognize these signs. These are like, I call them, these are like points on a treasure map. And each point, as you match each point, you get nearer to your treasure. So energy is always showing you through, I call, conscious coincidences, because there are no coincidences. They are only conscious because they are the result of your desire, and they are matching your this frequency that you sent out. But what has to happen is you have to have the belief and confidence in yourself to not only recognize them, but to actually step up and say, yes, I recognize this. This is part of what I put out there, and I've got to take action on it. I know so many people who have absolutely amazing experiences and opportunities presented to them, and they see them and they say, oh, that was a coincidence, and they walk away and they leave them. And of course, energy will always provide more, but why wait? You know, if you want your desires, you want your desires now. So it's really, really important that you learn to have the confidence in yourself to recognize these conscious coincidences and step up. And as you step up to them, you will see more and more coming into your experiences, more little similarities and conscious coincidences happening. And it's just having that confidence and saying, yeah, this is, I can see why this is happening, and I've got to do something about it. Because in energy, action equals change in a system. So unless you learn to change, you won't change your action. So the only way to change is to take action. And once you start to take the action on these, this in itself will bring you so much confidence. This will show you just how much of a powerful creator you are. So it's your time now. You match those coincidences and start taking that action.
Crazy, mad, insane world.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Pass it on.
This space is for rent. How much are you willing to pay?
Cool, Mr. Oliver Goat Cheese.
Crazy, mad, insane world.
Easy to fish, easy to whine, easy to moan, easy to cry, easy to feel like there ain't nothing in your life. Harder to work, harder to strive, harder to be glad to be alive. But it's really worth it if you give it a try. Easy to fish, easy to whine, easy.
Takes one to know one. Jack rules. Here is your host, Jack Hatfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're back for the second hour after listening to Adele Lomane's Magic and Magnificent and Wonderful Minute. Yes, that's right. You know, there are almost 200,000 leap year babies. Another fun fact of the day before the day. So tomorrow there'll be 200,000 birthdays. Everyone say happy birthday. How cool is that? How cool is that? There's another lady. Great-grandmother celebrating her 25th birthday tomorrow. That's incredible. Let's all wish her a happy birthday. She's 25. She's a great-grandmother. She's still very active. She actually goes for walks in the morning. Every morning. That's kind of cool. Yep, the big 2-5. Big 2-5. She's a grandmother of 5 and great-grandmother of 7. How about that? She goes for a daily walk every morning at 7:30. She also worked until she was 20. Now, of course, tomorrow's leap year for those of you who are not paying attention, which means she's 100. Her daughter, which is a real 72, says she doesn't know of anybody else who will be 100 on her 25th birthday. I think that's just amazing. She's pictured actually swinging on a swing set at 100 years old. Excuse me, 25 years old. That's killer. I love that. That's pretty neat. Seeing people, tomorrow's the day before the day. And that lady, every 4 years, she got to celebrate big-time happiness. And 200,000 of them are doing it again tomorrow. The day before the day. But what we're talking about is changing the lives of the people that think that it's just been tough. And it has been tough. Again. I'm watching Burger King's close. I'm watching small businesses board up their doors. I'm watching streets become dirty because no one goes there anymore. I'm watching people talk about staycation. I don't want the world to be like this. I want the world and everyone in it to be as successful and incredible as they want to be. That's why we're doing the seminars. That's why we're doing talks. Where's my wind? Because the question that I hear a lot of young people, especially young people right now, ask, is this all there is? I went through college. I did everything everyone said, and suddenly I come out and I can't get a job. This is the absolute worst job market for the young and the college educated ever, ever. And I just don't want it to go on any longer, and I can't let it. Because everyone knows, every one of my regular listeners, you new listeners know that, got a daughter, and I've got to come home and look her in the eye. And every day I come home, I want to be able to tell her, Daddy, you did good today. Changed a life today. Made some incredible stuff today. Made the world better for you today. And I want the same thing for you when you go home. You get to look your family in the eye and say, this is what I'm talking about. Now, I know we just spoke about the stepmom, and we always talk about something disease in the diet here because that is our plus one series. There's a toddler that's fighting for his life after being born with stage 4 cancer passed on in the womb from the mother who died 2 weeks ago. It's a rare medical occurrence. Mom, Brianna, was diagnosed with melanoma after having a seizure when her daughter was 3 months old. And then the body was riddled with cancer, insisted on having her daughter tested. And the doctors discovered she had the same cancer her mother had. It had also spread throughout the baby's body. Now, that pretty much blows some things away there for scientists. Because what they normally think is that if cancer cells did cross the placental barrier, the child's immune system would recognize them and destroy them. But what they're finding out is cancer is actually working against the body because it's able to pass undetected through the placenta and become invisible to the immune system. Now, the mom has passed away and the child is fighting for her life. And I'm sorry for the pauses, ladies and gentlemen, but there's a lot we could go into here. Baby's dad says, you would think it's one of the happiest babies on the face of the earth. Fight her like her mom, showing no signs of pain. Fundraisers are being held to raise money for a medicine. And here's the statement that I don't want to say, which may prolong her life and may ease her suffering. What? I just said it. May prolong its life. And may ease its suffering. May. Pretty tough. Pretty tough. Which is one of the reasons why we have a health product. Because as most of my listeners know, I've already been through this. Mom with pancreatic cancer. Uncle, lung, liver, bone. We fight. We come out with all the health stuff and doing all the research that we possibly can into health because of this. It's just becoming too common of occurrence, and no one's taking that into effect, and that's driving me crazy. It's just like they're just everyone's going, okay, that's fine. I myself am not taking that into effect. So that's why we have disease in the diet. That's why we do a whole bunch of stuff. That's why we do classes. It's not only the aspect of being successful, revealing your success, uncovering the natural success principles that are inside you. It's not just stopping there. It's being healthy and staying healthy so that you can spread that success, spread that joy, spread that love, spread your message longer to help more people. Do you understand what I'm saying? We can't. Everyone says you got to focus on one thing and talk about one thing. No, you can't. You've got to talk about the whole of life. Adversity happens, you emerge triumphant, and you create the life you want. That's what we're doing. And we do it in steps. We talk about adversity. We help businesses get through the tough times. We can go in and we can examine a business and tell you all kinds of ways to make it better. We examine your employees. We give you mental breakdowns on who you should keep and who you should fire tomorrow. Who's helping, who's hurting your small business? And if you're always there, is it a small business or you just create a job? We have to go through these steps. We teach you how to get through adversity. We teach businesses exactly what they need to do. I mean, we have coaching programs, $10,000 coaching programs, where we help you for a year. This is personal coaching programs. When you have an adversity, you give us a call. You get an hour with us a month where we help you get through life and we help you figure out what's wrong with your business or help you get through some of the things that you're going through. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing this year is amazing, and I can't stop telling you. Because it's just going to change everyone. We start with adversity and small business because those are the two backbones of the country. If we make small businesses successful, they turn into medium businesses. That gives another guy another chance to become a small business. But wait, Jack. What about the Walmarts? I can't compete with that. That's not true. I don't shop at Walmart. I'll go ahead and say it right now. I'm sure right now, somewhere in Benton, Arkansas, a red light went off in a secret room that just alerted the superpowers of Walmart that a guy said he didn't shop there. I guarantee that just happened. Anyway, I don't shop there. You can win by just not being them. You ever, the old joke from Yogi Berra, wasn't actually one a joke, he said it. He said, he was talking about a restaurant. And he said, yeah, it was the greatest restaurant. But now it's so crowded, nobody wants to go there. What? That's what we do with small businesses. If we go in and help a small business restaurant, we make them so crowded, nobody wants to go there. You guys up in Boston, you got a client up there, Seven Grill. If you're not eating there, you're not eating anywhere. You go there. Tell Mark Jack sent you. Seven Grill in actually it's Danvers, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston. But go there. Recommend them highly. And go to their Facebook page, too, while you're at it, and like them. Or if you're driving around Danvers, pull up your smartphone, type in 7 Grill, give them a holler, get your reservation, and get on over there. So we help people get through adversity. We help small businesses move forward and grow. And see the stuff that they can't see. And help them do the things they can't do by themselves because it's just a lot of work. And then we go to the family. We can back down to the family now. Once we've got success in your mind and inside you, and we've got your business mind, and we got your business in success, now you go home. And now let's work on home. We make you the best father and mother and parents that you could possibly be. And then the last step, we cannot stop there, ladies and gentlemen. We help you live longer so that you can do more better parenting and more small business success and more success for yourself. To enjoy it longer. That's what we're doing. And that's amazing, amazing stuff. Sponsor of this half hour, everyone in Columbia, South Carolina. Needs to pay attention. Go look at yourself in the mirror. Do you drink coffee? Do you drink tea? Eat a lot of dark chocolate? Sometimes you smoke. How about red wine? I'm drinking some now. Still didn't get the name of it. Did you know antibiotics can actually contribute to this as well? Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm talking about is dull or yellow teeth. But down in Columbia, South Carolina, right now, there's a lady that wants to help you out. And if you've got a spare 20 minutes, you can have a stunning, vibrant smile again that's going to make you look younger, make you feel better, make you feel refreshed, make your smile light up a room. Look, dentists sometimes charge $12, $15, $3,000 to whiten your teeth. These people do it for $119. In fact, you can go right now to aplusteethwhitening.com. There's a Facebook button. Go there and like them on Facebook. You get $20 off. That makes it $99 for teeth whitening. Now let's throw something really cool. They actually do parties. You can actually have a party at your house. People come over, drink red wine, and get their teeth cleaned. This is a mobile unit. They can actually come to your house. Let's say you're about to have a wedding. Everyone on the bridesmaid and groomsmen, you call her up, pick a day, bam, everybody gets new, bright, fresh teeth for those pretty, pretty photographs. For $99, that's better than a pen with an engraving on it, don't you think? I'm giving you a brand new look, a brand new smile to be in my wedding. You can call them today, right now, 913-314-0368. Call them today. Or go to A Plus Teeth Whitening and like them on Facebook. And get $20 off, but they do it all day for $119. That's out of Columbia, South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. I think they'll go all around the Midlands. So everyone in South Carolina, that's your best bet right now. So go smile white now with A-plus teeth whitening. Your best bet for getting that new look so that you can tackle the world. Let's go into something real fast that I believe was an amazing, amazing stat. There's a new study out that is showing all this activity. Okay? The virtual boxing. The virtual bowling, the dancing. Has shown to not help children with exercise requirements. What? Wait a minute. That's right. This study found out that users of say, the Nintendo Wii playing the action games are no more active than those playing video games while sitting down. In fact, scientists say right now the study results are shocking. Moms, I know what you're saying now. Look, he's up, he's jumping around, he's playing a game, he gets tired. So that's why we let him play. What? No, not working. Researchers tracked dozens of overweight children for 3 months, found those who mimicked the movements of boxing, tennis, and other sports using a Nintendo Wii were no more active overall than those who played the video games while sitting on the couch. In fact, Nintendo claims playing the Wii Fit Plus a little every day will help you become fitter and healthier. By the way, Nintendo is also official partner for Change for Life, the government's anti-obesity drive. But unprobably, the Wii, unlike traditional sit-down video games, the Wii is waving a wireless motion-sensitive box through the air to get the movement of bats, rackets, and boxing gloves. Gamers can also dance, they can do yoga, they can ski, they can do their hula hoop skills. Now, some previous studies have shown it boosts exercise levels, but these were done under tightly controlled laboratory conditions, and the real-world studies have produced conflicting results. So, Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, set out to resolve the issue. They looked at 78 overweight boys and girls, and they were given Wii consoles and a supply of active or inactive games, and fitted with a gadget that recorded how much they moved. This revealed those that played the active games to not do any more exercise overall than those who played the traditional inactive games. Tom Baranowski said they expected the video games would lead to a substantial increase in physical activity, and they were shocked. He said it was possible the children actually puts forth a minimum of effort into playing the games, and then there's another possibility they compensated for their exertion by doing less later on. But again, every doctor, instead of, you know, saying something definitively, said there's no definite indication that the public has no health benefit from those active video games. However, he did say these findings suggest that simply getting a new video game does not automatically lead to increased physical activity or increased health. Other experts said it was still possible children burned extra calories during their gaming sessions that the movement device didn't pick up on. Like, if they were moving their arms a lot in the boxing game, your little measurement device wouldn't have caught that. Dr. Baranowski said that small amount of movement would have done nothing anyway. So way to go, opponents. So, is weed just comforting people into thinking you're actually exercising? Could that be the case? What about their diet, people? What about their diet? Now you see why we have to get all the way to the diet. Now you see why we had to get the total effect. Okay. We're here on the day before the day. You get a extra day tomorrow. This is your year that you get 24 extra hours to improve. You get 24 extra hours to be better than you were today. You get 24 extra hours to be the best you can be. You get 24 extra hours to do better in your business. You get 24 extra hours to do better in your life. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to make a conscious effort right now to promise yourself you would do better? Are you going to make a conscious effort to promise yourself that you're going to make this the year? Are you going to make that change? Because as you heard Adele say, until there's action behind your thoughts, the manifestation cannot begin. In other words, if you just sit in a beanbag eating orange-colored cheese poofs, the only thing that we know of for sure that will happen to you is your fingers will be a different color. You can try to all the thoughts in the world, but those thoughts have to be back with action. Start tomorrow. You have 24 extra hours to do something different. Do your routine in the morning different. Wear a different cologne. Wear a different deodorant. Wear if you never wear suits, wear a suit. Drive a different way to work. Do something different and start manifesting those thoughts in your head of having a different outcome this year. What I want you to do is I want you to get ignorant about the things that you think you know. I want you to get ignorant about, I want you to start thinking you know nothing. And then I want you to start thinking about what your perfect lifestyle will be. And then I want you to start thinking of what possible actions you could put in place tomorrow to get to that lifestyle and do whatever it takes to change whatever you're doing right now to start making those actions happen. And it doesn't have to be big and major. Do one a day. One a day. And if you start tomorrow, you're one day ahead of the entire year. You have one 24-hour span where you can get a jump. Take a course. Learn more about what you want to do. Figure out your lifestyle, figure out your plan, and figure out how to go get it. We'll help you. We're right here. All you have to do is start listening to this show. Starting next show, we're going to get call-ins. That's right. It used to be 2 hours of me and 5 minutes of Adele and everyone going, oh, goodness. Now, the questions are going to happen. We're going to do interviews. We're going to do call-ins. You're going to be able to call in and ask a question. We're going to help you get through your adversity, your tribulation, your trial. And we're going to help you get to that lifestyle you want to get to. We're going to help you get to the goal you want to get to. We're going to help you make this life the way you want it to be. Not the way other people are telling you it should be. Before I go on any farther, before I go any farther, I got to bring up another sponsor. We have so many. I mean, again, we're growing leaps and bounds. Let me tell you about this lady. Her mother, Nancy Christine, was an accomplished and inventive cook. Her mother's consisted of classic... Her menus consisted of classic Southern recipes collected from her mother. Her mother, Faley Catherine, with a unique twist to spice things up. The meals were always tasty and prepared with care, but when they had company, she always determined to impress with her delicious, homemade Thousand Island dressing. Extra time was actually reserved to concoct that original creation. And with no recipe in hand, Nancy Christine proceeded to whip up a variation of Faley Catherine's favorite. And the entire family designated special. Guests and family raved at how unusual and wonderful the dressing tasted. Everything was better with Nancy's dressing on it. And then for years, the family and guests kept that little secret to themselves. And then it was eventually that the tradition had to be carried on. And so the great granddaughter has now come out with Nancy and Christine's gourmet Thousand Island dressing, ladies and gentlemen. And that, her own daughter, Christine. So understand this. You have Faley Catherine. You have Nancy Christine. Then you have Nancy. And then you have her daughter, Christine. Four generations of this dressing. Christine likes to dip, dress, and spread the dressing on about everything. You can do it on vegetables, seafood, sandwiches, and, of course, salads. Find out where you could put this dressing at Nancy and Christine's Gourmet Thousand Island Dressing. You can go to dipitdressitspreadit.com. And if you friend them on Facebook, you'll start receiving recipes. Now, you can get some recipes from their site at dipitdressitspreadit.com. You can also see where you can get it. I'm pretty sure it's coming up the southeast coast at Harris Teeter. It's in a lot of Piggly Wigglies and gourmet shops all across the state of South Carolina. All across the eastern seaboard, actually, I believe. And soon to be taken over the country. You can also buy it right off the website. So get it today, Nancy and Christine's Gourmet Thousand Island Dressing. The dressing with just a little difference. At Dip It, Dress It, Spread It. .com. Oh, goodness. So you see our goals now here on the day before the day. You see why we started? You see why we waited? We got ready. We're in the block. The foot, the right foot is in the back block, and the front foot's in that front block. We're right on the starting line. Our hands have been chalked up. Our knuckles are laying on the ground. And the pistol is about to fire. And we're changing the world. Now I've got one more major announcement that I want you to start paying attention to. They're not completely ready, but I want you to be ready. I want you to listen carefully. This company is specializing in Lomoso. 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 And they're doing Lomoso 101 classes all across the country for small businesses. The tagline, excuse me, the second title in this Lomoso 101 is how to enhance your local, social, and mobile online presence to bring your small business, to bring you or your small business more clients, customers, and cash. Now, these seminars are not free. I know for a fact they're $97. But it's 7 hours of exactly what you need to do to increase your local, social, and mobile presence online. Don't tell me you're not trying as a small business. I drove 2.5 hours today from one location to another. And as I drove, it was kind of through the smaller towns, through back roads. I would drive a business, I swear, this is hilarious. I would pass a business. They have a lighted sign that says, like us on Facebook. I didn't even see the business sign. So how can I like you on Facebook when I don't even know who you are? But small businesses understand Facebook. There's a lot of people on Facebook. There's a lot of opportunity on Facebook, but if you just simply put up a page, it's the same as putting up a website. It's the same as keeping a business card in your drawer. Nobody's going to see it. So how do you increase your exposure? Well, search engines are now going more local. Because they're realizing that people are typing in what they're typing in to find it there, close to them. 20% of all searches, in fact, are for a local business. That's stunning. Consider there's 40 gagillion searches every day. 20% of that is a small gagillion. And what they're fighting for now is to have the most relevant, incredible search results for you. Now, not 75% of users click on that first page of results. So wouldn't it be nice if your business, if someone was searching for, I don't know, let's say teeth whitening in your area. Wouldn't it be nice if you were number one teeth whitening on the first page? Wouldn't it be nice if someone on their mobile phone was driving around and they typed in steak fire because they're hungry and they start talking like cave people? Remember, we had that. We actually had that story a year or so ago. We've been on the radio for a long time. This show has been going on for a long time, which is very, very much the reason why it's growing leaps and bounds. It's amazing. Again, grew in the month of January without having a single live show. I commend each and every one of you, because I always give you the homework to go out and tell someone to listen to this show. But again, let's say you're hungry, so you're not very smart, as we had the article prove. So you just type in steak and fire, and wouldn't it be nice if, you know, your restaurant showed up at the top because the phones knows where you are? All you got to do is click on it, and then the mobile site comes up, and you go through the menu as you're driving. Then you can get driving directions right from that site. Or you can simply hit call now to make a reservation. Oh, the possibilities. Well, there's one company helping people do this, helping small businesses do this with these seminars. They give you exact instructions to increase your exposure in a local search engine environment, to increase your social networking presence, to have more fans. Because every fan on Facebook can give you up to $11.82 whenever you want it. I don't know about you, but the days of just having a restaurant and having a mediocre style restaurant is just not working anymore, because people are talking more and more. Do you understand more links were shared on mobile phones last month than any other place? And the web is humongous. Mobile phones just surpassed computers last year in sales. If you're not on mobile and your website's not mobilized, you are seriously losing money. And yeah, so the company I pass that says like us on Facebook, and then they're going, that stuff doesn't work. They're doing it wrong. The stuff does work. Fortunes are being made by the people that are learning. I become number one in my search area. I start my social presence to get fans. I get people that want to keep giving me cash. And then on the mobile site, you give ways for people to contact you and find you and get to you in their car to give you cash. So you need to put down, I do not have any of the specifics. I just wanted to let you know this was coming. But I do believe the first one is March 27th, and I don't know where yet. Lomoso 101. Your business spends way more than $97 going to find out stupid stuff. This is where you find out what actually can help you make more cash and grow your business. That's why it's called How to Increase Your Local Social and Mobile Online Presence, so that you will increase, you or your business will increase clients, customers, and cash. I can't synopsize that any further. So I want you right now, if you don't got the money, are you sitting there thinking, going, $97 is sure lots of dollars? No. What happens if you turn around tomorrow, you got 100 new fans on Facebook that come into your restaurant the following week? They've given you more than $97. Or what happens if you do certain steps and you get to be on the first page of someone searching for something in your community? And they come to your place of business and go, hey, I found you on the web. And I need to buy something that costs $5,000. Do you think that $97 suddenly seems like a great investment? You need to invest in your business and go to Lomoso 101. And if you don't have it now, I think the first one's March 27th. Again, you've got, tomorrow is a free day. Take all the profits from tomorrow in your company and put it aside. It didn't count in the first place. You didn't have this day coming. It wasn't in your plan. Don't tell me it was. Don't tell me you got to February and you went, well, Billy, we're going to make it this month because it's an extra day. No, this day is free. So all the profits you make from tomorrow, put them aside and use it to invest in your business. Start investing in yourself and your business. Authors, entertainers, singers, songwriters. If you don't have Lomoso going on for you, if you don't have this company, and the company called Core Digital, Digital Technology, Media, and Design, and I'm running out of time, and I'm so sorry. I'm going to have all the stuff, but you better be ready. We are going to change it, people. We're going to start with getting through any adversity and getting over this economy right now, starting next week. And then we're going to start breaking it down into small businesses. We're going to start increasing small businesses. And this company is going to help. Lomoso 101 starts March 27th. Put your money away next week and start investing in you and yourself. You will learn how to increase your local, social, and mobile online presence to give you or your business more customers, clients, and cash. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening to Jack Evans Show. It's totally changed. We're going to have an interviewer next week. We're going to have more sponsors because they're just coming on like no tomorrow. And we're going to have lots of stuff. Y'all have a great, great, great week. Thank you for making us the number one largest growing company.